With me, Jake Owen, voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. It is 9:40. Got some clouds and 14 degrees. Well, as promised, I've been talking about this for a few days. Got to talk with our friends, Richland County Public Health and Extension. Got Rhonda, Miranda, and here. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for showing up.
Good morning. Good morning.
And happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's talk about, we'll start with Prevent T2, and this is a program. You've done this before, but now this year you got a new program coming back. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's still the Diabetes Prevention Program, but they updated the curriculum in 2021. CDC updated, and they're calling it Prevent T2 curriculum.
Okay.
And it still has the same guidelines or principles. We still want to increase physical activity to 150 minutes per week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to reduce our body weight by 4 to 7%. So that's still the goals of the curriculum, is to get people moving and to get a little bit of weight loss.
Right, absolutely. And I think it's fantastic that, Richland Public Health and Extension can kind of coordinate and get this effort together kind of on a united front. Would you not agree?
Yeah, definitely. And Rhonda, you know, she covers more of the nutritional stuff. I cover a little bit more of the more physical stuff, you know, mm-hmm. heart disease, diabetes. So it works really good as a partnership. And then we're also partnering with Essentia to have the diabetes prevention class there. So our next class, we're starting with the new year. You know, everybody's always trying to
Absolutely.
Get healthy in the new year.
The resolutions, yeah.
Yep. So we're starting January 29th at Essentia, and that is noon to 1, so it's over the lunch hour, which we feel works best for people. And then the cost is free, of course.
Okay. Fantastic. So people are listening to this and they want to get involved in this. Definitely worth doing if your health's a priority. How can they do this?
Well, I just wanted to point out that 98 million American adults, so that's 1 in 3, have prediabetes. And about 1 in 4 of them don't know they have prediabetes.
Okay.
And the cost of diabetes in the United States is $327 billion. That's the annual estimated cost.
Wow.
So we know people who have prediabetes, mm-hmm. it can lead to heart disease, stroke, and, of course, type 2 diabetes, which is what we're trying to prevent. The good news is that prediabetes can often be reversed.
Okay.
And that's what the goal of this lifestyle class is.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have taken part of it or in a structured lifestyle change program, such as the Prevent T2 curriculum, they can cut their risk of developing type 2 by 58%.
Holy, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you are 60 or older, it's 71%.
Unbelievable. And it's so great because, like you say, to have this information available, because this is stuff that a lot of people don't even think about or don't even consider. And then when you bring awareness to it, it's like, this could happen to me. This could I could prevent this, too.
Yeah, one of the things that I was excited about in the new curriculum, the T2 curriculum, it has some information about get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And studies have shown that not getting enough sleep, your insulin just doesn't work as well.
Right.
And your body doesn't process fat as well. And also, which I thought was very interesting, the brain has trouble knowing when you've had enough to eat by lack of sleep. From not having enough sleep.
Seriously.
So I was really excited to see that, you know, they're focusing on sleep, or that's one of the topics that's covered.
Mm-hmm.
We also, of course, stress is a big thing. A lot of people are emotional or stress eaters.
Right.
So we talk about stress. We talk about triggers, like just driving down the road and you happen to smell something, you're like, oh, now I'm craving, you know, that fast food, or you see something at the grocery store, like the donuts or something. So
mm-hmm.
talk about those type of triggers.
Sure.
We talk about ways to burn more calories, which, of course, is to get moving. We also talk about shopping and cooking to prevent type 2. We also talk about ways to get support. And then also a big one is eating away from home, too. Because, of course, we want people, this is a lifestyle change, so we don't want, we still want people to go out and enjoy, have fun, you know, go out to eat, go out to different, get together for social connections. So just give you some points and tips on how to help with that when you're managing this lifestyle change.
Boy, this is a lot of great information. And again, this starts up January 29th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So get in on that. So again, back to Richland County Public Health and your tie-in with this.
Yep. Miranda. So you asked how you would know if you're eligible or not.
Yeah.
Or how you would get involved with it. So this class is for people that are at risk for prediabetes or already have prediabetes. So how you would know that, you could take a prediabetes risk test, which is online. And then on our brochure, you know, there's a website to visit that you can take the test.
Absolutely.
And so, like, the questions are, they ask things like, how old are you? You know, your age depends on that. Are you a female or male? If you're a woman, have you ever been diagnosed with gestational diabetes? Do you have any family members that have diabetes? Have you ever been diagnosed with high blood pressure? Are you physically active? And then your weight, of course. So that would be a good way to find out if you're at risk for prediabetes or could have prediabetes. And then also your hemoglobin A1C,
that's right,
which is a blood test, and it measures blood sugar over 2 to 3 months. So we actually, at the health department, have a new machine that we can do the hemoglobin A1C for people, and it's just a finger poke.
Okay.
So if you, it's a percentage that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Below 5.7 is a normal hemoglobin A1C, and then if you're pre-diabetic, it's 5.7 to 6.4. So that could be a test you get done at the doctor's office or, of course, with at our health department, that with the new machine that we have.
Right.
And to just get that done was $20.
Okay.
So
small price to pay for what you get out of that.
Yep.
Definitely.
And so those are some of the things we look at when we are helping people get into the program, is if they're at risk for prediabetes or if they already have prediabetes.
Fantastic. Like I say, a lot of great information. Ladies, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up here this morning?
We would like you to pre-register, or you need to pre-register for the class. You can do that by calling the extension office, 642-7793. You can also email me, Rhonda. I do not have an H in my name, so it's just R-O-N-D-A.
It's easier to remember that way.
Well, someone once said it's because I'm not hateful, I don't have an H.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I think my husband some days might disagree with that. And then grip and trog, you'll have to blame my husband on that one.
Okay.
It's G-R-I-P as in Paul, E-N-T-R-O-G. At ndsu.edu. Simplest would be to call the office. If I'm not there, Deb or Millie are there too, that can take a message or sign you up.
All right. Ladies, again, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate it. And folks, if you missed any of this, it will be available in podcast form on our website, and that'll be up early this afternoon. Go to kbmwnews.com. It's 9:46, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Get lost, leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow.